In Portland, Oregon, the mayor, school board, and teachers union are meeting today to try to save the rest of the school year. The school district faces two immediate crises. If it can't find more money, it will have to cut the school year by 24 days. But even if the district finds that money, teachers are threatening to strike. Like the rest of the country, Oregon has been facing a severe budget shortfall. But while other states have pondered dramatic cuts in education, Oregon is the only state to move ahead. Gretchen Lehman of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
At the Armstrong House in northeast Portland, 6-year-old Madison stands on her tiptoes at the edge of the breakfast table. She proudly reads from a pile of handwritten thank you letters from her classmates at Alameda Elementary.
I liked, or is it, liked it when you showed us your passport. All of us had lots of fun from Sophie.
That's a nice one.
Madison's parents, Kate and Hank, are very involved at Madison's school. Yesterday, Kate talked to the first graders about her travels to Japan. Hank, a stay-at-home dad, helps with math lessons once a week. But the Armstrongs say, even with all their volunteering, they can't repair the damage that'll be done by education cuts.
It's just unbelievable that it's gotten to this point.
You know, we've cut away the meat, now we're cutting into the bone, and there's just not much left.
In addition to the cuts in Portland, some rural districts are looking at 4-day school weeks. Across the state, teachers are trying to cram in as many lessons as they can. At Alameda Elementary, Madison Armstrong's first grade teacher, Colleen Garbett, is trying to finish a unit on Japanese culture.
Konnichiwa, boys and girls.
Konnichiwa, Mrs. Garbett.
A shorter school year for Mrs. Garbett means a much smaller paycheck. But she says she's even more concerned about her students.
Well, it'll probably mean that we won't do one of our major units, maybe in science. And the math units, we're not going to get through all the math. I worry about the children having so many days off, especially the kids that struggle, and the children that don't have support at home.
Garbett, a 20-year veteran of the Portland schools, says administrators should have seen the financial troubles coming and planned better. But Portland School Board Chair Carla Wenzel says administrators aren't to blame. In August, just before the school year began, the Oregon legislature cut $400 million from schools. Portland's share was more than $40 million. To cover the shortfall, the school board cut spring sports, a science camp. They increased class sizes and encouraged early retirements. But ultimately, Wenzel says that wasn't enough.
I mean, it feels like a gun to the head. I mean, we've got to come up with the money. The only way to come up with that substantial amount of money when 85% of our budget is people, is people.
What appears to be catching up with Oregon is its tax system. The state gets limited revenue from property taxes and has no sales tax. Steve Smith, with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says Oregon faces serious problems because the state is trying to hobble along on a one-legged stool.
Other states have a few more options about revenue sources, or at least they have alternative sources that perhaps could rebound. Oregon at this point in time is dependent on income tax revenues rebounding.
A consortium of Oregon business leaders and lawmakers gathered in December and suggested that now may be the time for a sales tax. The idea didn't have much support then, and any such proposal would be a tough sell. Oregonians have voted against creating a sales tax 9 times in the last 70 years. In today's closed-door meeting, a variety of solutions are being discussed, including teachers working without pay for a limited time and businesses temporarily supplementing the school budget through a business surtax. Parents like Kate Armstrong, though, are preparing for the worst-case scenario. She and her husband Hank have toured several private schools and are making contingency plans for a shortened school year.
There's homeschooling groups that are starting to think of forming, and
we are going to sort of investigate our options.
Armstrong says some parents are hoping to hire out-of-work teachers to tutor their kids. But not everyone can afford that, she admits. And she adds single-parent families, or ones where both parents work, are in the toughest situation. They have to worry both about their children's education and the extra expense of 5 weeks of childcare. For NPR News, I'm Gretchen Lehman in Portland, Oregon.